The report from the Economic Roundtable is titled Hungry Cooks, Poverty Wages and Homelessness in the Fast Food Industry. Daniel Flaming with the Economic Roundtable is one of the report's authors. He said the report shows that low wages and unreliable schedules are squeezing fast food workers.
The average earnings for a frontline fast food worker, that's somebody who's like a cashier or a cook, is only 27% as much as the average earnings in the rest of the industries in California.
The report shows that one out of every 17 homeless Californians is a fast food worker. Daniel Flaming said that's not surprising given the state's astronomical housing costs.
43% live in overcrowded housing. A quarter pay over half of their income for rent. And being precariously housed results in homelessness for some workers.
Flaming said the situation many fast food workers find themselves in need not be that way. He said the fast food industry is highly profitable.
They flourished during COVID. They had $14.5 billion profit, the five biggest companies, $14.5 billion in 21, $12 billion last year. So it is an industry with wealth and an industry that can afford to do better for its workers.
According to the report, the average California frontline fast food worker earned just $16,800 in 2020. One-third of frontline fast food workers received taxpayer-funded Medicaid, and roughly 20% received food stamps. The California legislature passed AB 257 in 2022. It would have set the fast food industry's minimum wage at $22 per hour and standardized hours. It would have gone into effect at the start of this year. However, the fast food industry successfully sued to put it on hold until it goes to a statewide referendum next year. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.